Rauner made the announcement Thursday afternoon at the vet's home, saying that the Capital Development Board issued a request for proposal Thursday for a master planning contract to explore building a new facility.
A state-of-the-art, super modern facility that will serve veterans here for the next 50 years with the most latest techniques in healthcare prevention, providing, as well as mental health treatment, etc.
He described the new facility as long-term, saying it would take a couple of years to get in place. Rauner also said that the state intends to buy the nearby Sycamore Healthcare Nursing Home site as a short-term alternative.
We are looking very seriously. We're pursuing the opportunity to purchase a nursing home facility right next door and upgrading that, improving the quality and investing in it and upgrading the water treatment systems there as another alternative that we have available for our veterans.
Rauner added that modular housing could also be an option at the vet's home and that announcements about Sycamore and modular housing could be made soon. A senior advisor for Rauner said there are no plans to move any residents now and no figures were available on what the proposals would cost. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.